Well, it's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
It's time for the news.
Oh, I missed the cannon again. 9 o'clock gun. I think that 9 o'clock gun's gotten quieter. It might just be me, though.
Who knows? Who knows? Our news music is a selection courtesy of Mr. Plastic Owl.
Sim City.
That's right. Window Washer's Dream. So good. And we'll also, we'll loop it. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
It's the news. We do this when we have time, usually at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. to welcome people into the second hour. Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. And we are
FM.
Celebrating
8 years.
Woo! 800 more. Yeah.
800 more years.
That's right.
1,000 more years.
8 more bits.
Yeah. 8 bits. Oh, I now see the significance
there
of this.
Go. There you go. There you go. So, things coming up. From October 22nd to 25th, the New Forms Festival is back here in beautiful Vancouver, in the Metro Vancouver area.
The Greater Vancouver Regional District.
Exactly, the GBRD. Go to newforms.ca to find out more information and to get tickets. It will be held at KW Studios, which is at 111 West Hastings Street. It's in the, if you know, the W2 space. So if you go in kind of the Woodward's Atrium, it's just outside. There's the entrance, and you go down the stairs. It's very close to Waterfront and Stadium stations, and also the R5 buses go there. There's going to be an AV gallery from the 22nd to 25th. There's an opening on October 22nd from 6 to 9. Mm. And panel hosted by Ephemeral Objects, Aria, Andrew Sun, Kyla Buller, and Zell. Yeah.
AV gallery hours are free by donation.
Absolutely. Installations. Day one, Friday, October 24th. So that is in a week and a half from now. And we've got Josh Oncole, Sierra Lima, Jocelyn, Vaught, Lillian Chlela, Jaiju, Eric Chung and Christian Gonzalez, Ashwell Woodland, my buddy, shout out to Ashwell, aka Lassa, aka Lane, shout out Carmen and AGS, so a mix of live and also DJ plus VJ stuff. On the second day, we have a live dub mixing as well as a workshop and sound system cultures, a panel discussion, Adam, Seekers International, of which we have a couple of their records in here. Seekers International is super cool. World 2000K, DJ Spin, Schema Drift, El Angel Exterminador, Chimeras, who are super good. Chimeras are awesome. We've had them on the playlist and we've been charting their music. That album is super good. Both their album Terminal City, the original, the deluxe version, as well as their brand new EP, Second Sight. Very cool. Buncha as well, too. And those are going to be in the studio and the atrium, respectively. Go check out newforms.ca for more information. And the tickets are, if you get, the early passes are sold out, but the weekend passes are $55 Canadian for the regular single
55
day.
55 beans.
That's right. 55 maple bucks. Single day tickets, $25 early and $30 regular, $35 at the door. The AV gallery is free. So Newforms is super good. Love, love, love their stuff. Let's look at some of the events I've got in my folder here. Where is the events thing? They always make it so difficult to find.
I just used my Google Calendar.
That works too. The Vancouver New Music Festival is happening this coming weekend. Big shout out to Giorgio and everybody over at Vancouver New Music. Murmurs of Memory, and this will be happening at the Vancouver Public Library, 350 West Georgia Street in Vancouver, BC. The BPL, also known as the VPL, but it is the Vancouver Public Library. And this is presented as part of the...
That's the central branch, right?
That's right.
The central Vancouver.
That's right. The central processing unit of the Vancouver Public Library. Murmurs of Memory is an immersive sound installation that transforms whispered recollections, intimate conversations, and personal reflections into a fluid evolving auditory landscape. Through an open call, community members, sound artists, and storytellers are invited to contribute to the piece to create a collective memory that dissolves boundaries and embraces shared experience. It's basically layered voice samples. The audio will be diffused through an 8-channel system using custom-made wood resonators built from reclaimed wood boards from a mill operation on the Sunshine Coast. Shout out to Giorgio and West Coast Resonators.
Yeah, I remember when he made those.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. The wooden resonators will be placed in the front of the Central Library's grand staircase, where visitors can experience a continuous looping composition. Through this evolving landscape, Murmurs of Memory offers a meditation on connection, transformation, and the delicate threads that tie us to one another across time and space. And space, that will be happening October 16th through October 18th at the Vancouver Public Library. And what else? I'm sure there's more. Oh, of course, everybody, you gotta go check this out. And you really need to go to KW Studios, which is also where the a week later the New Forms Festival will be had. This Saturday, October 18th, we've got Gorshit coming back with secret guests, courtesy of Kitty on Fire Records, and this will be at KW Studios. Tickets are available at showpass.com.
I'm going to go there right now.
And they are very reasonable. They are just a little over $20 Canadian, so very good. Gorshit joined by Hitori Tora, Akaunta, Kabuto, and Secret Guests. Available tickets are available on the Kitty on Fire website as well, which is, I do believe, kittyonfirerecords.com. If I...
Oh, there it is.
Yep, kittyonfirerecords.com. Go check them out. They're amazing. They're sweethearts.
Aww.
They actually were the reason that this show got approved, because I did my demo as an interview with Machine Girl way back in the day, and we did a quick little 20-30 minute interview, and this show was approved. So Kitty on Fire Records are eternal friends of the program.
Ooh, that it's until 2 a.m.
Yeah, it's going to be a late night show, and that is at KW Studios, and that is at 111 West Hastings Street, in the Woodward's atrium, just kind of off to the side of that. And Kitty on Fire has been touring across North America, and they were in Europe a little bit while back, but they brought Gorshit back, and Hitori Tori as well too. And on the 31st,
I gotta stop you. This description is amazing.
Yeah.
Brace yourself for an unrelenting night of speed, distortion, and chaos. Kitty on Fire brings you Gorshit, a no compromise assault of 200 plus BPM breakcord design to push the limits of sound and stamina. Expect crushing kicks, razor sharp synths, and relentless atmosphere that leaves no room for rest. This isn't just a show; it's a full force dive into the underground, where BPM never drops, the energy never fades, and the floor stays alive until the final beat.
So good.
I mean, how could you say no to that? I mean, I like slower music, but still.
This is going to be intense stuff. Yeah. Speaking of other intense stuff, on Halloween, on October 31st, which is a Friday this year, here in Vancouver, at Platform 9, which is 390 Industrial Avenue, the Dolly Halloween with Lego Welt, doing a live set. Ritalin, shout out Ritalin.
Oh, Lego's in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, so I gotta go buy my tickets for that. Ephemeral Objects is doing DJ VJ stuff. Scott W is there. And Ritalin, who is another friend of the program, part of the Angra Square Rave Vancouver Underground Breakcore scene. So definitely go check that out. That's 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. That's going to be a late night show. And I do believe the early tickets have been sold out, but first release tickets are just under $40 and they are available now. Mm. So that's coming up at the end of the month.
I like Lego Welt. He does that video. It's like synthesizer.
I've never listened to his stuff.
Oh, that's good stuff. He did a track called, you know, Dune Isn't Such a Bad Movie. That was before the Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah. Hey, David Lynch is amazing. Because yeah, you know what?
I like his movie. I like his version better.
I just had a cookie and a can of Coke. Two cookies and a can of Coke.
Two cookies and a can of Coke.
And if you can believe it,
it's Two's Bitcoover once again.
That's pretty good.
I practiced that one.
So good. All right. Well, this next one goes out to Mom Coover.
Aww.
And it's going to be from Robert Prince. And we're going to play Biomenace here. So we're going to fade down SimCity, although that was great. Great choice for the news. Really appreciate that. But this one goes out to Mom Coover and PC gamers everywhere from Apogee Software fans. And we'll be right back here on Vancouver FM. Tim Fallon.
Tim Fallon?
Yeah, F-O-L-L-I-N. And then before that, big shout-outs to Mom Coover, one of the longtime supporters of the show. Mom Coover, the Wizard of Ops. Pinky Narf, a.k.a. Mini SD, a.k.a. Strawberry Senshi, who's done several back-to-back episodes here.
Mom Coover.
Yeah, Mom Coover is great. We also played Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle on the on the Game Boy. That was pretty good. And I remember we were on a road trip one time, and both my sister, Strawberry Senshi, and I both had Game Boy Colors. And we had a copy, a cartridge of Crazy Castle, and we let Mom Coover play. And then And then she was like playing that game for hours, like 20 hours.
Wow.
Over the trip. It was good times.
My mom, she couldn't see very well, so she didn't play a lot of games. She liked Tetris. She could do Tetris.
Tetris is good. Yeah. Tetris is pretty classic. Hmm. Tetris is still one of, I think it might still be the biggest selling game of all time.
Yeah.
Something like 500 million copies or something like that.
Yeah.
Because of all of the derivatives. But it came bundled with the Super Nintendo.
You had to buy it.
Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah.
Let's skip a little bit
Russian
of these ones
mind
here.
Game.
We're never going to be able to play everything.
We could just play all your shows at the same
all
time.
At once?
All
yeah,
at once.
Exactly.
Can we try that?
I'm going to suggest against that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'd be very productive.
It would be. It would be. Yeah. Just listen to everything together. Super good. Yeah, I remember, did you ever play Marble Madness?
Maybe.
There was an arcade version, but they also had
is that the one where you shoot
it's where you roll the marble down the track. It's an isometric view game.
Okay, I don't remember that. Maybe. I have to see it.
We're going to go to the Virtual Plaza and look it up here.
I'm glad that they have this.
Oh, also shout out to Mozai. Thank you for emailing live. If you want to get connected with the show, you can do what Mozai has done, and you can email us bitcoover@gmail.com. Mozai says, Tim Fallon, heck yeah, Tim Fallon. And then he has a quote here, Nintendo, okay, this is for Pictionary, you don't have to go hard. Tim Fallon goes hard.
What was that game again? I just looked up Marble Slab.
Marble Madness.
Marble Madness.
Yeah.
I just saw the Marble Slab and I forgot all about
it. We'll definitely need to do a Tim Fallon episode. I've played his stuff. He also did the music for Batman. It just goes unnecessarily hard. It's really good stuff.
I have never seen this before.
Yeah, it's really fun. I had it on Game Boy Color back in the day.
Polygons.
It was very good times.
Is there a Marble Madness remake?
Maybe.
Interesting.
I mean, you can definitely
unofficial successor.
Cool. Nice. I got some Toriyana, got some Scythe lined up, got some Dream Catalog, got some Pacific Plaza, which is a record label based in California, I think, but the artist we're going to listen to is from Seattle. Shout out to Seattle.
Seattle.
Pacific Noise Works with Graz. We got to do a Graz track. We'll do two Graz tracks, even though it's really hard to choose. I've been enjoying this one, Parallax Bodies. That's very good.
Play all of them at the same time.
It would sound amazing, but that's because Graz's music is amazing.
Yeah.
But we got to start with Toriyana first. So we'll do that. And thanks for joining us here on the 8th anniversary special of Vancouver FM.
Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast.
win. I'm out to win myself. It doesn't matter to me what his reasons are for wanting to win. I wouldn't be playing fair if I let him win the race on purpose.
That's me.
I'll see you when the race is over, Trixie. Now sign off and don't bother me.
That's me.
I'll see you when the race is over, Trixie.
See?
Enjoy some deep web trap beats. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you.